Welcome to Bold Talk Radio with your host, Pat Williams. Good evening, everyone. All right, so now we're getting down to the real nitty-gritty of this podcast series, The Friend Zone and Why You Must Kill It. Welcome to part six of the series, and I'm just going to jump right into it. So I left you guys on a cliffhanger where the infatuated one in the friend zone, at this point, they've been rejected, and the platonic one wants to keep the friendship going. Absolutely not. No, sir. No, ma'am. The infatuated one, you must shut the friendship down at this point. You must do it for your dignity, for your ego, for your soul salvation. You must do it. Because even if the platonic one does not want to shut down the friendship, which, here's the killing part, most times they're not, the person who's platonic on that side of the friend zone usually, typically, doesn't want to shut down the friendship. And that's their whole point. They want to just, let's keep being friends. But the realities are that they're not understanding or perceiving is that it will never go back to being just friends. It can't. It is just impossible to do because now there's too much awkwardness. There's too much emotionalism going on. It can never go back to just that pure platonic friend kind of thing. And then you got to also understand something too. Pardon me. Then you've got to also understand something too. For the infatuated one, there's something that the platonic one doesn't shut it down. There's something else that they are getting out of it that you're not getting out of it. And I'll come to that a little bit later, but let's jump on to why the infatuated one, it is absolutely bona fide gospel truth that you must shut it down. You must shut down the friendship. So the moment that this person rejects you as a lover or as a paramour, or as a love interest, you have to be the bold one. And you have to be the one to say, nope, thank you. I'm sorry I barked up the wrong tree and I appreciate your time. And if the platonic one says, well, okay, but we can still be friends, or, well, that's all right. Why can't we still be friends? No. I'm, no offense, no sour grapes, but it's just, we can never go back to that. And you, as the infatuated one, you have to have enough gall, enough cojones, enough brazenness, and enough truth in your own spirit and mind to understand it can never go back. Don't even think for one minute that if you try to pretend that you can stay in a friendship with this person, that it can just go back to being innocent and, skip toodaloo, my darling. It will never go back to that. You must be the one to realize it, even if the platonic one won't, because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to realize it, because their whole thing is, I just want to keep it friendship. I just want to keep it on the friendship tip, and I just want to keep it there. But you must understand that it will never go back the same. And don't try to deceive yourself to make yourself think, oh, well, maybe if I can stay in a friendship a little longer, I can win this person over, or I can wear them down. No, you won't. You will wear yourself down. You will wear yourself down. You will not wear that person down. You will not. Because the moment, let me give you guys a hint. Let me give you guys a heads up. The moment that the infatuated one puts it on blast, put themselves out there and say, listen, hey, platonic one, I like you. I'm digging you. And if the platonic one cannot immediately reciprocate that idea and that thought, I'm going to tell you guys, I won't say that there's not always just that slim possibility, because I'm a person, I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Where are you from? I believe in miracles. You sexy thing. I believe in miracles. You sexy thing. I believe in that. But I also know that 9 times out of 10, once that platonic one says, no, I just want friendship, you must make the assumption that they mean that. And as the infatuated one, and you must make the correct assumption that, guess what? There's not going to be this scenario of you wearing them down or waiting it out or trying to make it happen. Don't even get yourself in that type of mindset. So get yourself in the mindset where you say, you know what? I don't want to go back to that. I'm not going to go back to that, because in all reality, we can't go back to that because my heart and my mind is not there. And so I'm not willing to do that, you know, and it's no disrespect to you, but this is going to kind of end it right here. If you don't do that as the infatuated one and you decide to play along with this so-called faux friendship, because at that point, it's no longer a friendship. There's this quasi half-hearted, half one-sided kind of ordeal. And that's the pain of the friend zone. You guys must see that movie, Just Friends. That's the pain that that movie so beautifully and so brilliantly and with such a deft hand of comic timing and comedic genius just articulated that so beautiful. Is that's the trauma of the friend zone. Because once that platonic one says, nah, I just kind of see you as a friend, kind of see you as a homie, kind of see you as a brother or sister, at that point, nine times out of 10, that's all it's ever going to be. And if you stick around for something like that, Mr. or Miss Infatuated One, you're going to be the one, I'm telling you, you're going to be sucking on sour grapes, and you're going to be the one stuck in a rut. You're going to be the one that's just going to have your heart bleeding out silently. You're going to be crying silent tears. Okay. You don't want to be that person. Now, did I go through something to that extreme? No, not to that extreme, because I can tell you guys one reason why I didn't. I shut it down. I shut the friendship down. I had no choice. I knew in my own mind, I have to shut this friendship down, because there's no way that A, I'm going to stick around and B, the infatuated one, and then look on the platonic one still going on living life. And hey, you're my homie, so be around this. No, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be the friend who's forlorn and the friend who's, you know, sitting there and I'm unrequited. No, I'm just going to move on and bust another move and get somebody who has that same vibe, vibing along with me. And I'm going to go on and do my thing. And sorry that the friendship doesn't work out, but guess what? I'm not in it for friendship. And that's the other part of this series that I want to get into. While I do believe that men and women can be friends, and again, I'm talking about this from a heterosexual perspective, while I do believe men and women can be friends, I always believe that if whatever you're looking for, if you're truly looking for a relationship, be you guy or gal, be you the male or the female in this thing, you must make your intentions known. Never be that person who says, oh, you meet somebody and they say, oh, I'm just looking for a friend. And you know in your heart you're looking for a relationship. You're looking for a marriage or a long-term relationship, or you're looking to start a family. You must be the person to make your intention known. Because if you don't, and you get off into somewhere, the person, well, I just said I want to be friends. Run. If you know that's not what you're looking for, do not be a participant to that. So many times people get suckered into the friend zone because they themselves are not understanding. The moment someone tells you that they're looking for a friend, take that as the kiss of death, my friend. I'll see you guys on the other side. Part 7, Friend Zone and Why You Must Kill It on Bold Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.